quote the Raven on a big one. Oh, never quote the Melvin. Oh, the Melvin, the Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, the love I lost from a couple of years back. How are you all doing? You have made it through another exciting Wednesday, and now you can relax on your way home. CG will be back with us another 6 minutes more traffic stuff for you. And, of course, it is the legendary Jack Mindy on a Wednesday. 35 degrees, kind of a day. You know, just cloudy is about all that is. Maybe a little rain developing later on. And John Simmons at 7:05 tonight to help the evening go along.
Kids, did you ever notice how adults have all the fun? Well, visit Amos Family Restaurant, the Fayetteville Mall, and ask your mom, dad, big brother, or sister to share an Amos submarine sandwich with you, or share one with a friend. It's time you got a taste of the good life. Amos Family Restaurant, Fayetteville Mall. Get to know us. We'd like to know you better.
Ten after five. This week, the Syracuse New Times spotlights the community of Eastwood.
Eastwood!
Eastwood of all places. Why not Liverpool? No. The New Times staff takes a close look at this self-contained neighborhood's history, people, nightlife, and life in the area. The resulting portrait is a community in transition. Also in this week's New Times is an examination of Western-style swing music and how it might help everyone through these uncertain economic times. You've got to be kidding me. We all know rock and roll is the only thing, right? No. Anyway, a little bit of Western-style swing music. Dan Hicks and his hot licks and all that. All this plus, and the Lickettes, all this plus the regular features found every week in the Syracuse New Times, available at over 250 outlets throughout the community. And still, only a stinking quarter, that's all it is.
Our family takes it easy on the weekend, relaxing in front of the fire. That's why the new Sterno Fire Log is just our style. It's the easy lighter. Sterno recommends no kindling, no newspaper. One match lights the wrapper lights the log. And the Sterno Fire Log flames in beautiful colors for 3 hours. Look for the Sterno Fire Log display when you're shopping this weekend. It's the easy lighter for families who take it easy on the weekend.
Cozy.
Oh, I can just picture some of the poor guys in the Bowery trying to squeeze those logs, you know? Go Sterno.
WHPA.
Talk about a bad high. 35 degrees, 12 after 5, WHEN, CG in a couple.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. Well, maybe.
Well, maybe.
Well,
maybe. Well, maybe, you know.
Well,
Ellen ready, and she darn straight is ready. Yeah. 35 degrees, quarter after 5 from WHEN. Now let's dress it up here for Exxon. Here's Captain!
Okie doke, Jack. 57 northbound at Joglin Boulevard. I'm right over there. It's backed up a little bit past the Hess station, somewhat more than a quarter mile, so expect a delay trying to go through here. Buckley Road westbound at Morgan Road isn't too awfully bad right now. It may get a little bit worse here in the next 15 minutes, and then it will depreciate rapidly, so don't look for anything to really bog you down around there. If you're going to be coming through Liverpool, there's quite a bit of traffic in the Liverpool Center itself. Getting to that Liverpool off-ramp around Will and Bomber Candle Factory is going to be a bit of a hassle for you, seeing how 81 northbound is kind of slow. Really right on up through the Manydale area. It's dark out there, and as you round that bend, it really doesn't speed up for you at all. The Court Street and the Butternut Street on-ramps are backed up. The Court Street one more so than the Butternut Street on-ramp. If you're going out towards the Fairmount Four Corners, westbound out there on West Genesee Street, it is backed up. Expect some delays trying to go through there. You might want to take Milton Ave as an alternate if you feel it's going to be quicker for you to get down to it. Looks very good going down through the Brighton Ave off-ramp there, 81 southbound. There'll be no delay other than what would be normal to be encountered there. Route 11, of course, is its normal slowness as you go down through that area. If you're going out towards Linden Corners, look for a healthy delay now going through the corners. It is sluggish, and the traffic's slowing up somewhat as you come around exit 3E, 481 southbound. I have to get back out there and put an eye to it and really update it for you. This is as of about 10 minutes ago for out there. For Exxon, Captain Gordon, WHN Air Traffic.
Thanks, big fella. See you later.
Here's another tip you may want to try, brought to you by Exxon.
When you want to know if your tires are too worn for safe driving, look in your pocket for a penny.
A penny?
Yes, a Lincoln head penny makes a handy tire tread gauge.
How do you do that?
Press it head first into the tread, and if you can see the top of Mr. Lincoln's head, it's time for new tires.
I'll be there.
You have less than 1/16 inch of tread left. Or you can check late model tires by looking for two or three dark bars running across the tread. They're called wear bars, and you can't see them until the tread's worn down to the last 1/16 of an inch.
There's an even easier way to find out about your tires. Ask your Exxon retailer to check them for you. If the tread's getting thin, or if you've got a tire with a dangerous cut, he has good values on new ones. Right now, he's featuring the Exxon steel-belted Radial 78, the Tiger's toughest tire. If you'd like him to check your tires for you, drive in and ask him. He's there to help you under the Exxon sign.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, remember back when you were in school? Back when you were in, well, nowadays they call it elementary school, but in my day they called it grammar school because they taught you grammar. Nowadays they call it elementary school because they don't. Anyway, it's just one of my favorite little things. Anyway, remember 54, 40, or fight, huh? Well, this week only, special pre-holiday sale, only $46.95 plus FET.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. I love you.
Sonny. Bobby Hebb singing about his wife, as I recall there. I think that's who it was. Yeah, that's who Sonny was, his wife. 1960. Boy, it's a long time. I don't want to think about it. 35 degrees and 20 after 5. WHEN weather tonight, variable cloudiness. Chance of occasional wet snow or rain developing. Low of 30 to 35. Tomorrow, cloudy. Periods of rain likely in a high 40 to 45. It's 35 right now. Speaking of records and stuff like that. Something I said about an hour ago about I can't think of it. What's her name? Gloria Gaynor, Never Can Say Goodbye record, about that probably being the only record that ever made top 20 or top 10 three times by different artists. Somebody called and said, feeling all right by like Joe Cocker in Traffic and I presume Ray Charles and stuff like that. I doubt it because I don't think any of them made top 20. So I will stand by my current thing and wait for Joel Whitburn's column to come out, or his little advertisement come out and mention that. Because I think Never Can Say Goodbye is going to be the only song that's ever been a major top 10 or 20 hit by three different artists on three different occasions. I think. But then I could be wrong. Fact is, I probably will be, knowing me. Anyway, it's 21 after 5.
Great gift ideas from Sears.
Give her the joy of a Kenmore dishwasher and save $40.
A four-cycle Kenmore dishwasher that really powers those dishes clean.
And to top it off, a solid hard maple top on this portable beauty.
Has cycles for rinse, hold, light, normal, or Santa wash. Easy to load, a cinch to run, and now at a $40 savings.
The lowest price ever on this great Kenmore dishwasher, just $199.
Other dishwashers and compactors as low as $149.
The best gift ideas do come from Sears, the Christmas store.
WHEN, Markert in the morning. You know, the spirit of Christmas is not lost. Share the satisfaction that comes from giving to others. The WHEN Christmas wish, yours from our family at Radio 62.
Thank you, Big Phil, and I do mean big. He'll be here tomorrow morning, of course, 6 o'clock. Ugh. How does anybody get up at 6 in the morning? Hooey. It's a good time to go to bed and not get up. You kidding? How you doing? 35 degrees, 22 after. William Oliver Swafford, 1969. I love my heart in good old Jamesville. I love my heart in good old Walpole. All right, 25 after 5 and WHEN, 35 degrees.
My goodness, really what cool. A beautiful diamond pendant. And from Howe's, too.
It's all a part of that Christmas tradition. That beautiful box from Howe Jewelers with a very special gift inside. Probably the most special. And it doesn't cost a penny more. A gift from H.J. Howe's is something everybody can afford. Gifts start as low as $10. On any diamond, you can use Howe's 10 and 10 plan, with only 10% down and the rest over 9 months, and no interest or carrying charges. Howe's also welcomes MasterCharge and Bank AmeriCard. Who else makes it so easy to give her that very special gift this Christmas?
How wonderful. But you really shouldn't have spent so much, dear.
A gift from Howe's. It doesn't cost a penny more, but who'd believe it? Howe Jewelers Downtown. on the corner of Washington and South Salina Streets, the place where all those special gifts come from.
When you've got a lot to do, Scotch Magic Transparent Tape can do a lot for you.
Bye-bye. You know, sometimes shopping for the small gifts can be almost as hard as shopping for the big ones. So this year, if you're looking for a really great little stocking stuffer, why not pick up a few extra rolls of Scotch Magic Transparent Tape next time you're out shopping? Scotch brand Magic Transparent Tape is the nifty, useful sort of little gift everyone from toddler to grandma loves to find in a Christmas stocking. Make sure, though, that you buy plenty for yourself to see you through your busy holidays. Rely on Scotch Magic Transparent Tape's invisible help for gift wrapping and decorating. Scotch brand Magic Transparent Tape from 3M.
When you've got a lot to do, Scotch Magic Transparent Tape can do a lot for you.
Boy, I sure wouldn't mind if somebody gave me some scotch for Christmas. Oh, Scotch Tape. Oh, I'm sorry. 28 after 5 from WHEN. Walking around with some laughter in the rain, laughing all the way to the doctor's office for a penicillin shot. Or is it vitamin E?
It starts to rain, it begins to pour. I feel inside.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so great. Walking in the rain, laughing in the rain, sneezing in the rain.
It's 35 degrees at 5:30, variably cloudy, a chance of occasional wet snow and rain overnight. This is WHEN Radio News, Gary Girard reporting.